A scripture reading for this Lord's Day is the Gospel lectionary passage. I am reading to you from the Gospel according to Luke. This is chapter 9, and I am reading verses 57 to 62. If you have your Bibles with you there, I invite you to follow along if you wish to. Luke 9, verses 57 to 62. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." May God bless this reading of his holy word to each and every one of us today. Amen. This morning, I just would like to thank Russ Harding for his wonderful special music today. We have had the gift of Carolyn last week singing, and we have special music lined up. I'd like to thank Jim for that, and it's wonderful to hear the talents of folks, and it is such a blessing. So thank you, Russ. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I don't know if you already have noticed, but there are little white paper cups on your table. They look just like this, little white paper cups. I would like to make sure you take one of them now. This is going to be sort of an object lesson. We're going to use these cups in a particular way. So 1 ounce paper cups. You've seen them before. I'm sure they're familiar to you. Who would like to share with me how you have seen them used before? Anyone want to just jump out up and say, yes, Roberta?
Peanuts and mints at wedding reception.
Peanuts and mints at wedding reception. Good one. Yes.
Ketchup.
Yes, the old-fashioned way of getting condiments. I think that's much better than the little plastic things you have to rip open, right? So ketchup. Anyone else? Am I missing? Hospital, or even at home when maybe someone's sick, medication. Put the pills in, easy for nurses, etc. Anything else?
Jello shots.
Yes, I've heard tell that these work really well for Jello shots, and apparently someone here has the best proportion recipe. They can share it with you if you're interested in Jello shots. Anything at all? Okay. Well, they're familiar to all of us, and I think one of the things that is so great is we look at them and we know exactly what they are for. First of all, they're containers, right? But I'd like for you to try something. We'll see if we can all do this. I want you to notice if you take one of these cups and you just very carefully on the outside, see if you can kind of unroll the edge gently and carefully and just tug a little bit and see how you go. Go around, unroll the edge, keep unrolling, see if you can keep it all in one piece. Because something fascinating happens when you are able to do that. How are we doing here? A little craft project this morning. And if you notice, did anyone get a circle? A circle of paper? Hopefully you did. Very interesting history behind these little paper cups. These were invented by someone by the name of Samuel Washburn back in the early 1900s. And his goal was to create a container out of one piece of paper, a container that would not use any glue or any paste or any foreign matter to help it be a container. So it's fascinating to think about how the human mind is so inventive, and then to think about how without any extra material, the shape of the container actually works. So what I want you to think about this morning is actually the huge theological message that these paper cups offer us. Huge theological message. Believe it or not, when you look at this, I want you to think about how each one of you is a container. Each one of you is a container to hold something. And that container, which you actually are, is to hold the living presence of God. Container to hold the living presence of God. And the beautiful thing, when you think of it, is nothing needs to be added to make it a container. It's all shored up in and of itself. Nothing from the outside has to be added in order for you to be the container that you were meant to be, to fulfill the purpose that you have in this life as a container for the living presence of God. It works as it needs to work on its own. You are already all shored up for the purpose that you have. There's no way to embellish it, you as a container. There's no way to improve upon it. There's no way to try to make sure it's going to last. It's already going to last. There's no way to argue with it as if it's missing something, because it's all here. It's all here without anything added. It's all here secure and in and of itself. Nothing from the outside needs to be added for the purpose of being the container that you are, and for that purpose to be fulfilled. It's simply inside, all shored up. So, my object lesson today is really a very simple point, and that is we don't need to look outside of ourselves to have that feeling of security, because it's already right here inside of us. Some seek more and more material things. Some seek more and more affirmation. Some seek more and more weapons, more and more ideas, you know, about how to pursue the good life. Our whole advertising culture is actually based on that deep craving for more and more and more and more. And think about the product for a moment that's being sold. The actual product that's being sold to us in our culture isn't, say, that citrus coconut air freshener, or new and more powerful get your game on energy drink, or that medication that you're supposed to ask your doctor about, even though you don't even know what the medication is for, but apparently it's going to make you look like those two people that are dancing through the night on the TV. I mean, what is the product being sold? The product being sold is dissatisfaction. That's the product that's being sold. The message is that you're unhappy. You're unhappy right now. And if you get X, Y, and Z out there, you're going to be happy. Your life is going to be made. You're going to live happily ever after. Well, so my radical thought for you today is actually this. You are already complete in the ultimate way that it matters. And you can rest secure in that. You can rest in that, and you can guard against any notion that insidious, endless craving is the answer in your life, because all that does is give you the false impression that the answer's out there somewhere, right? When it's right in here. Father Thomas Keating, in a way, he's sort of a mentor of mine, even though we never met. He lived out in Colorado, and he was a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational figure. He passed away well over 90 years old and still kept this strong faith inside of him. And he did a lot of teaching in contemplative circles, and one of the things he said is, we all create in our lives what he called programs for happiness. And these programs for happiness are based on the needs that we feel that we have, and often they are created somehow in our childhood, and they kind of seem to be something that's supposed to work for us. He distilled these programs for happiness down to actually three. Seeking the need to fill our need for security and survival. Seeking the need for affection and esteem. And seeking the need for power and control. Three programs for happiness that we operate with day in and day out. And sometimes we operate these programs for happiness at a conscious level. Other times, they're unconscious to us until we become intentionally aware of what we are doing. We think these programs for happiness will bring us like sure-footedness in life. But you and I know. You and I know that we actually have already a wonderful wholeness inside of us. A wholeness that reflects the image of God. A wholeness that nothing can ever hurt or destroy. And, you know, just like the circle that has no beginning or end, this wholeness transcends time, it transcends space. It is beautiful beyond measure. It is more precious and valuable than all the earth's gold put together. What more do we think that we can significantly add to it? We're already complete, ultimately secure. Secure beyond our wildest thoughts, beyond our wildest imagining. Put another way, we're all walking around not just as witnesses to, as Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, God as a mighty fortress, a bulwark never failing. We are living vessels for that mighty fortress, that bulwark never failing. And Jesus came to show this very thing. He said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And what does that mean? His home, his security, was never in any outward structure or level of comfort. So this was borne out in the way that he lived his life and his ministry. Think about it. He was at home everywhere. He was at home eating dinner with Zacchaeus, who was a hated tax collector. He was at home eating with Pharisees. He was at home eating with Mary and Martha, who must have given him such wonderful hospitality and great comfort. He was at home everywhere. In one sense, it was all the same. It was all the same to him. Even when he was on trial with Pontius Pilate, and there was nowhere to hide out, even if he wanted to. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And by that, he didn't mean that it was some far off place, kind of somewhere over the rainbow. He meant that his kingdom was a different reality within this world. And that makes for a far different understanding of power and of strength. Jesus was able to say, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head," because everywhere he could abide without looking for what the world provided, because he knew ultimate security. And talk about the way of freedom, right? Talk about unmatched inner strength, right? Talk about being all shored up with nothing extra added. Talk about accessibility to God's living presence. Talk about really being able to live life doing the hard things that need doing. Because actions spring forth from that kind of strength, that kind of secure foundational center. And they spring forth no matter what's going on the outside. Talk about having true confidence and true security in letting our light shine. We sang this morning, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Put it under a bushel?" No. How do we do that? It takes courage. It takes strength. It takes resolve. It takes inner fortitude, that being shored up, which we already are, indeed are. I remember how Thomas Merton, he once wrote about having an actual experience of this profound reality that I am talking about, and actually seeing the inner quality of people as they just shone forth to him. And he wrote this: "There's no way of telling people that they are walking around shining like the sun." Shining like the sun? He wrote this: "It was as if I suddenly saw the secret beauty of their hearts, the depths of their hearts, where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each one is in God's eyes. If only they could all see themselves as they really are. If only we could see each other that way all the time, there would be no more war, no more hatred, no more cruelty, no more greed." So, I want to make sure you take one of these small paper cups with you today. And I want you to just use it. Use it as a visual reminder, a reminder that you are already all shored up in the way that you need to be. You're a living container for God's living presence. Have confidence in that fact. No matter what the world brings you, no matter what circumstances you need to face, no matter what the culture tells you you need to have confidence in your inner security. Remember, You are already complete by the grace of God. And may that be your confidence. May that be your hope. Amen. Let us pray. Ever-living God, help us realize where our true confidence comes from. For we rest secure in you. There is nothing that needs to be added to the containers for your living presence that we are. Guide and direct us as we trust, as we take steps of faith, and as we truly know your love and your peace, which passes all understanding. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.